AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. South Carolina is days away from relief from severe flooding. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This has been a once-in-a-lifetime storm.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is telling people in her state to stay at home.
This is not something to be out taking pictures of.
And South Carolina State Climatologist Mark Malsik says it's not over.
We're anticipating another 2 to 6 inches of rain from Columbia to Myrtle Beach.
An area near Columbia, South Carolina, recorded more than 18 inches of rain, nearly all of it in 24 hours. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's no sign of a missing U.S. cargo ship that lost power and communications and was taking on water in seas chummed up by Hurricane Joaquin. Searches have been combing the waters of the southeastern Bahamas for any sign of the ship or its 33-member crew. An Oregon pastor whose daughter survived last week's deadly rampage in a community college classroom says violence will not have the last word. The Reverend Randy Scroggins, pastor of New Beginnings Church, clearly emotional, said the shootings are hard to comprehend.
Some of you have asked me, why? Can I be honest with you? I don't know. It's the worst part about my job. I wish I knew, but I don't know.
He spoke at the church in Roseburg, a rural town, where religious faith is an important part of many people's lives. The area sometimes called the Bible Belt of Oregon. The only gun store in San Francisco was closing for good. The manager says the store can no longer operate in the city's political climate of increased gun control. This is AP Radio News. The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta has kicked off this weekend. Tens of thousands of spectators swamped a launch field yesterday for the first mass ascension of the 44th annual event. Marilyn Oates of Michigan was there.
There's no explaining the majesty of it, and it's so huge, and it just is, you can't explain it in words. You have to see it.
Kim Kaiser of Vermont was thrilled.
Amazing. It's so fantastic. And every time I turn around, I see another one. Oh, I got to get a picture of this one and that one.
The fiesta features more than 500 balloons representing dozens of states, and nearly 20 different countries are registered this year. His wife says Al Abrams, the founding PR person and publicist for Motown Records, has died after a long battle with cancer at the age of 74. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.